because they're playing with balls. He's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
In the Warriors' final game before the All-Star break last night in Portland, things weren't going well in the fourth quarter, and the refs weren't helping, and that's when Steve Kerr had the meltdown of all meltdowns. If you've got kids, you know that, like, 6-7-year-old meltdown where you get the flopping on the ground and the throwing of things and the screaming and yelling.
And they lose their breath.
That was Steve Kerr last night. Check out the Fernando and Greg Instagram for this epic. I mean, this was epic. This was not your normal everyday yelling at the ref. He threw his clipboard. He went after the ref. I thought he was going to hit the ref at one point. Kevin Durant had to restrain him and escort him off the court at that time. It was awesome.
Mike.
I loved it.
Wow, that's a side of him you don't see often.
Actually, he's one of the most teed
up. God, he just threw the thing. Oh, my God. Oh, he's about to hit him. Oh, my God.
I know. He's crazy, right?
I've never seen Steve Kerr act like this.
He is one of the most teed up coaches in the league. He gets a lot of technical fouls, but he is normally it's just running his mouth. Didn't he really look like, if you see, he looks like he's going to get that ref.
Yeah, he literally, like, KD had to hold him back. He's, like, pushing him back, and they had to get him off the court. And now he's walking away out of the stadium.
Yeah, they kicked him out of the whole state of Oregon. They booted him out. They're like, you got to get back to California.
Wow, because he's like swinging and stuff.
Yeah, he's going nuts. It's awesome. I love it. I love the passion. I love that passion, wow. Steve Kerr. Mm. Hey, and also, speaking of passion, it seems like Sir Charles Barkley has a little passion for Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. When he was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show earlier this week, he said he was at one of their Super Bowl practices, and when he shook Tom Brady's hands, he made one mistake.
I made a mistake, Jimmy.
What?
I looked Tom Brady in the eyes. I'm looking at these guys, and all of a sudden, I look at Gronk, and then Tom Brady's like right here, and I look him in the eyes, and I said, damn, you a pretty man. That's what I was thinking to myself. And I got so embarrassed, I started turning my head to talk to him. Like, I was like, hey, Tom, it's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in a while.
You didn't want to fall in love. You didn't want to lock eyes.
I see why he scored them touchdowns, because those defenses are looking at his eyes. They get mesmerized.
Has that ever happened to you where you really like somebody and you can't look at them when you're talking? Like,
yes.
Is he a first? I know. I get that way. Like, if I think there's a guy's really hot, I won't, like, I'm just kind of like,
yeah. Right, you can't
oh my
be
God,
chill.
When you guys were interviewing Shawn Mendes, and I was like, oh my God, I can't right now. Like, I can't look at him.
Yeah, well, I think it's like, especially with the hot guys, I feel like if I look at them, they're going to, like, read my mind. Like, they're going to know that I want
like
them to
make
take
it
their
uncomfortable.
Clothes off.
When really you're making it uncomfortable because you can't be yourself.
Right.
Well, you're right. Shawn Mendes is definitely one of those.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, do you know how many times the Wayans brothers had to come in here before I could finally look at them? Before I was like, oh, my God. Marlon. And then that Marlon did that video, that movie where he was naked the whole time. The next time he came in here, I was just like, I've seen you naked. I can't talk to you. All right, that's all I got for Tassie Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.